I was at the Ecos Church, and we spoke on the subject of the three C's for 2022. And I gave them something that I'd like to leave with you. And that is kind of a motto, something that we can say to God. And the three C's were, first of all, coming from Philippians chapter 3, we looked at Paul's counsel as to what we can do going into something new. And Paul told us that maybe in 2022, we can rise to the challenge to be more like God. So the first C was a challenge to be more like Him. And from that, I got the theme, Lord, help me to be more like You in 2022. Let's say that together again. Lord, help me to be more like You in 2022. And from Philippians 3, the second C was, Paul cautioned the worshipers that there are certain people, those who did not believe in the cross. He said, these people you need to be cautious about and be cautious around them. So in 2022, we want to be accept the challenge to be more like Christ. And we want to stay away from those who do not believe in the resurrection, like the Sadducees. And then finally, Paul said that our citizenship is in heaven. So while we live down here and we are dealing with real effects, Paul's counsel is that we be careful not to get to the place where we behave as if this is permanent. He said, our citizenship is in heaven. Well, today I want to talk on the subject, the four D's of 2022. And we'll take our cue from, or message from, the book of Exodus. And I will read the scripture again, add a few verses. Father in heaven, come speak Your word. Instruct Your children. Inspire us. And bring us the understanding we need personally from this word today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Exodus 34, verse 8 through 14. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin. Notice it's singular, sin. So obviously, he is making reference to something specific. And take us as your inheritance. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or they will be a snare among you. Break down their altars, smash in their sacred stones, and cut down their Asherah poles. And finally, he says, do not worship Do not worship any other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Today we're going to talk about the four D's of 2022. The four D's of 2022. Let's get the context of what we just read. Moses had a very special meeting with God. It was special because it was actually the very first time God was going to have an in-person meeting with a fallen being. After Adam and Eve sinned, God had no longer communicated in person with any individual. And so Moses was ushered into a mountain to meet with God. And the masses led by Aaron remained. And after a while, they began to believe that they had been abandoned by their leader, Moses. Let me pause for a moment and to make this very significant point. We must never get to a place where we believe in any human leader to the point whereby if that person is no longer around, we feel we are lost. For our leader is in heaven. They felt they were abandoned by the human leader Moses and forgot that they were being led by God himself. And so while Moses was gone, they came and they murmured, hence the term stiff-necked. They complained. They got angry. And Aaron, who was supposed to be leading the rite, told the folk, take off your earrings and your chain and your jewelry. Bring them, they were gold, and threw them into the fire. And the Bible says they fashioned a calf. Verse 14 said in what I just read that God is jealous and we are to worship none other but him. And they fashioned a calf and they began to worship that calf. It's kind of interesting. When Moses came down and met with them and asked Aaron what happened, Aaron said, the people brought the jewelry, we threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. That's what he said. Read it. He actually said, we didn't form it. I just told him to throw it into the fire, and out came this golden calf. So there they were, and God was angry. And so now we go now in context to this passage of Scripture. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. God had a conversation with Moses and he told Moses, I'm done with them. And Moses went on to say, Lord, if you destroy them, destroy me too. And what will the surrounding nations think if you brought us out of Egypt to kill us here? Moses had that conversation. And I am emphasizing what verse 8 says in verse 9. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive, look at that word, our wickedness. He was a great leader. He could have said, Lord, I was with you in the mountain while they were making their calf down here. I am not part of it. But Moses said, our wickedness. And this brings me to Paul's statement in Romans, for all have sinned and come short of God's glory. He did not seek to exempt himself, even though in specifically he was not there participating in the idol worship. He said, our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. The first D of 2022, I would like to leave with you, is that Moses, in his statement, wanted his presence, God's presence. He wanted God's pardon, and he wanted God's power to go with them. Let's read what he says again. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. Moses had a desire for God's presence. He had a desire for God's power. And he had a desire to be in the promised land. He wanted God to be with him. He wanted God's presence. He asked for forgiveness, God's pardon, and he wanted God's power so they can make it to the promised land. This is 2022. It's not the promised land, but it's a destination. It's a journey. And as we embark on 2022, maybe we should be like Moses, where we have a desire for God's power, for God's presence, and for God's pardon. What is your desire for 2022? Well, if you're asking me, who is a man and a sinful man, my mind will take me to many temporal things. I can recall why Solomon was called the wisest of men. Because when he was given the opportunity to ask God for anything, God says, ask me for what you want and I'm going to give it to you. He asked for wisdom. He says, I'm young. I don't know how to lead these people. Give me wisdom. My question today is, what if God were to come and ask you, what is it you want for 2022? Would it be a new car? Would it be a better home? Would it be a more loving family? Would it be money in the bank? Would we be asking for temporal things? Moses says, God, here is what I want for 2022. I want your presence. I want you to be with me even as I journey through this year. God, because it's our sin, which means my sin, I'm a part of it, I want your pardon. God, and so that I am right, I want your power so that I can do right, because I can only be sustained by your power. Others have tried in their own strength, but they have failed. So Moses' desire for Israel and for himself, even as they journey to the promised land, even as we journey today in 2022, may we desire God's presence. May we desire God's pardon. And may we desire God's power. And so Moses continues. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in the world. Moses spoke with God. He gave God his desire, and God made a declaration. Secondly, God made a declaration, and God's declaration came in the form of a covenant. A covenant is not just an agreement. A covenant has spiritual overtones. And the author of the covenant is God. God is saying, I'm going to show the world something even through you by what I do for you so they can see. God is declaring today in 2022 that he wants to make a covenant with you. My question is, are you willing to make a covenant with God? You see, it's one thing for the God of heaven to say, hey, this is what I'm declaring. It's another thing for us to say, God, I'm accepting. I remember being confused with that text that says, for many are called, but few are chosen. I didn't understand it for a while until someone encouraged me and enlightened me that says, God calls everyone. He calls everyone. It is not his will that any should perish. But the reality is, not everyone responds to the call of God. So the chosen are the ones who say, yes, Lord. Yes, I'm responding to your call. So even as God makes a declaration today with us, and he says, I want a covenant with you. I'm making an agreement. I'm the author of it. And because of my power, there are no limitations in this agreement being fulfilled. However, I'm not the kind of God that goes barging in. I don't go kicking doors down. I knock and people open. And I come in with them and I sup with them. So God says, in order for my declaration to have meaning, you got to be able to say yes. You got to become part of the chosen. So in 2022, of a mathematicians, those who study demographics, demographers, that can tell you based on trends and statistical data and models what may happen and is likely to happen, some of it not good. God is saying to us today in this message, my child, I really want you to slow down and not worry too much about what you read and what you hear. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So whatever it is, God is saying, he has equipped you to face it. So in 2022, in spite of the gloom that is being forecast, in spite of the numbers that may not look good, God is saying, just be calm. Be like a baby. That's why I believe God says, except we become like little children. You know, it's amazing to watch children, how they can sleep amidst noise. Babies sleep not knowing how the parents are struggling. But babies sleep with a confidence that they're being taken care of. They get their food, they get the nourishment, they change when they're wet. God wants us to be like babies, where we can trust him, but because we are so enlightened, intelligent, well-read, we become warriors because we are predicting what the future will be. God says his declaration for us today is that he's making a covenant. And the only thing we have to respond to is, God, am I going to be in agreement with your covenant? Am I going to be in agreement with your covenant? The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, hello there, the Lord will do for you. That's amazing. Interesting how this is phrased. formed, presented. God says, don't make any mistake about it. The work that I, and if you're confused, that's the Lord. So when you are experiencing wonderful things and you've been blessed, never get to the place where you think it's your goodness. God says, I, the Lord, I will do things so that the people around you will begin to see how awesome is my work. Let me emphasize this some more. God did not say that when the people see how you've been blessed, they're going to say how good you are. He says, when they see what I do for you, they will say, it is God. Unfortunately, sometimes we are living in a world that reinforces this dumb, can I say that word? Yes, I just said it, dumb. This dumb idea that people who are doing well because they're smart, they're intelligent, they make good decisions, and sometimes even when they speak, they talk about how wise they were with what God gave to them. But everything we have can be gone in a moment. It can crumble. And God says, even when you are blessed, don't ever give people the impression that it's you. Yes, you work hard. Yes, you studied. Yes, you have the degrees. But you are not where you are because of them. You are where you are in spite of them, but because of me. The people you live among, your community, will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. But God says, hey, this is a covenant. Meaning, it's an agreement. God says, hey, I'm going to do some stuff for you, but I really want you to cooperate with me too. There's something you got to do. You got to say yes. You got to obey. You got to say, yes, Lord, I'll be part of the covenant. But the covenant has some obligations. And so let's go from what God did in terms of the desire that Moses had to his declaration to now what I will call the drive. The drive. The third D for 2022. I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. And then God says, be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or they will be a snare among you. And so here is God's part that we have to play. God says, I'm going to drive them out. God has a drive. He says, this is what I'm going to do. Don't worry about it. But he also wants us to have that same drive. And the drive he wants us to have is for this. He says, break down their altars. Smash their sacred stones. And cut down their Asherah poles. Well, if you've been reading God's word for some time, you would recognize that in Canaan, where they were going, the people there didn't know God. The people attributed their successes to their gods, common G-O-D-S. And they had an Asherah pole that they would worship, and they would raise it, and they would dance around it. And they believed that when rain came and watered the ground and gave them bountiful crops, it was because of their gods. And they had these altars throughout Canaan. And God says, I'm covenanting with you. I'm going to get you into that land. But when you get there, I want you to remember that you are not to form any agreements with these people. You need to smash their altars. And so now my question is for us. What altars do you have that God is asking you to smash? What altars do you worship? To what altars do you worship? Do you worship the altar of your 401k? Do you worship the altar of your bank account? Do you even worship the altar of your family? Yes, I just said it. Oh, it's wonderful to be proud of our children. And it's wonderful to be doing well in the presence of our neighbors. But you know, sometimes we have the tendency to be so puffed up that we're boasting as to how well we are doing. We come in the presence of others and they feel small because, you see, their family is disjointed. It's dysfunctional. And we, and our family, we have things together. Newsflash, all families are dysfunctional. It is God who keeps our families together. How dare we take the position that we're going to make another family feel less than because we seem to have it together. Maybe we do worship at the altar of our families. Maybe we are worshiping even ourselves. So in 2022, God is asking, what are the altars you're willing to smash? Tomorrow, my first principal in high school, and that's been a long time ago. That was in 1969. Some of you were not born at that time. I was suspended by this principal. Teaching the class, he's going to be funeralized tomorrow. And I remember him fondly. Principal Clifton MacDonald. And I do not even recall what had happened. But I just knew that I was giving him lip in the class. And he asked me to stand and to leave the class. And I remember him fondly because he taught me something. You see, up until that time, I didn't know that I should not be arguing with a senior. I thought I had the right to make a point. And he dictated a letter to his secretary saying, I will not condone his talking back. And I had that secretary type that letter. I had to take that letter home. But now, what I didn't know at the time is that Mr. MacDonald knew my mother personally. So I was suspended for a week. I went home. I'm glad when I got home, my mother was not there. My elder sister, Jean, was there. I gave her the letter. And, you know, I didn't know what to do, what my mother would do. But to make matters worse, my mother came home and she said, oh, Errol, I tell you about this talking. You're always talking. I thought it was over. That may have been, I think it was a Thursday afternoon. The Sunday, I am playing in the yard and who do I see on his bicycle coming up the street? Mr. MacDonald. And he was coming to make a home visit with my mother. So whatever I thought I had escaped because she didn't do anything, when Mr. MacDonald came and told her what my behavior was like, I was being rude in the classroom. Now, I share this to make a point that my altar from then and even to now, I still struggle with it. I want to have the last word. I don't want you to win me.
So an altar isn't necessarily drinking beer or doing something against the commandments. An altar may be your temperament. And you want to say to God, in 2022, I am smashing this altar that makes life so difficult for the people around me. I don't know what your altar is. But God is saying, he has a drive. And after he has a drive, then comes his demands. What is God demanding of us in 2022? And why is he demanding it? I know you may be in a position to do something great and wonderful for your teenage son who thinks he's the safest driver in the world. And you have the means to buy him that fancy car, fast car, that he thinks he needs. Not that he wants. He needs it. But because you are wise as a parent, you can see that based on his temperament, based on his disposition, if you get him that vehicle, you might as well be signing his death warrant. And so as a loving father, you withhold from him what he thinks he needs and you give him what he wants. How much more shouldn't we expect God to do the same thing for us? What does he demand of us today? And why does he demand it? He says, listen, I'm going to give you the impetus, the drive to carry out my demands, to break down the altars, smash the sacred stones, the things that you held sacrosanct that you wouldn't give up, and cut down your Asherah poles. And the reason you're going to do it is because I don't want anything to come between me and you. When you come to worship me, there should be no other gods, because my name is Jealous and I'm a jealous God. This is the only time where jealousy is used in a positive sense. It's okay for God to be jealous. And he has earned the right to be jealous because he made us. And whatever we do, it's an account of him. So in 2022, God is asking, what is your desire? Is it for his presence? Is it for his pardon? And is it for his power to live right? God is saying, if the answer is yes, I am making a declaration. That declaration is that I'm going to make a covenant with you. I've made a covenant with my blood. It's signed with the death of my son on a cross. That's how much I think of you. That's how much I love you. And I have a drive where I'm going to move people out of your life. I'm going to move you from your community. And I want you to have that drive so that you can adhere to my demands. My demands is that you break down the altars. You smash them. What is your altar today? What is it you worship? God says, when you take it down, I need you to erect the only altar. And that is the altar of my covenant with you. I am your God, and I am a jealous God. My brothers and sisters, as we bring this worship to a close today, I ask you carefully to consider 2022. Don't be concerned with what you don't know. You can't possibly know what is going to happen. But I thank God you know who is in charge. In spite of what may be happening, if he can have the whole world in his hands, he can have me. He holds a little tiny baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. So, I've made a pledge to God. Not a resolution, just a pledge. I was caught up with MSNBC, the White House, politics. And by God's grace, I've been able to maintain that pledge. I don't come home at night and flick on to the TV to see what's in the news. Because I was fast becoming caught up with this temporal world. And God wants to show me that my citizenship is not down here. This world is not my home. I'm just a traveling through. God is saying, Errol, have a desire for me in 2022. Errol, I'm declaring to you this covenant. I'm going to be with you. What is your response? Errol, I want you to drive out of your company those who despise me. And Errol, I want you to remember that my demands on you may not be what you want, but as a loving father, they are the best for you. I am a jealous God, and I will be worshipped and none other. So when you succeed, don't go patting yourself on the back. When you fail, fall on your knees. It's still the best place to be, the closest place to be. So in 2022, let God be your desire. In 2022, listen to God's declaration. In 2022, let God be your drive and let him empower you to fulfill his demands. We thank God for being here today. May we remember that he's the one who has everything, everything, everything under his control. Today, my call is simple. If you are saying to God, I'm giving you myself for 2022, and you're saying, Lord, help me to be more like you in 2022. Stand wherever you are at this time. If you cannot stand, that's all right. But do something to say, Lord, help me to be more like you in 2022. God, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for your pardon. God, thank you for your power. May we live for you in 2022. Amen.